guys, and welcome to Like This Pod, the mini version of the I Think You're Gonna Like This podcast. So what are we going to talk about today, Megan?
So since we are doing a double Harry Potter episode, and there will be Harry Potter episodes on either side of this mini, we thought it would be fun to do the Harry Potter escape room that was circulating around the internet like a month ago and is probably no longer relevant, but it's fine because neither of us have done it yet. So
yes, and it seems like a lot of fun.
Yes. So we, and I will put a link to the one that we're doing in the show notes. It is built by a library built it. It is the Peters Township Public Library in McMurray, Pennsylvania. So
librarians, thanks. Are the coolest.
So I'm not sure how interactive this is, but on the next page there's a little blurb.
It is your first year at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and you could not be more excited. You were just sorted into your dream house, and you had dinner with your new classmates. It is time to head back to the common room and get to know your roommates.
As you head into the cozy room, the house prefects announce that you have a fun team-building activity to complete before you get too settled into your new digs. The house prefects tell you about a new muggle trend where they lock themselves in rooms and have to answer puzzles to get out. No magic at all.
Next thing you know, the room is completely dark and you hear a door slam.
And then it's a picture of the Hogwarts castle.
Yes.
Locked. You and your roommates are now in a bright circular room with a single door that has a bunch of numbers on the handle.
One of your roommates is muggle-born and has done an escape room before, so they quickly take the lead, explaining that you have to look around for clues. You all search your robes, but none of you can find your wands.
As you search for clues, you notice there is a poster on the wall and a small wooden table in the middle of the room. This is going to be cooler than I thought, since it's kind of like narratory. Like, yeah. I figured it was going to be like us clicking around and trying to describe what's happening on the screen. This is kind of more like a choose-your-own-adventure, I think.
Yeah. For sure. I like it a lot. As long as we, like, actually get to do some things and it's not just clicking next.
I think we will. I think there's going to be, like, since it's set up as a Google form, I think that there's going to be, like, questions. Yeah. And you have to try to choose the right thing.
Strange black rectangle. On the table, you see a strange, thin black rectangle. You pick it up and it says swipe up to open. After several failed attempts, you are able to swipe up, but it is just blank.
The conversation. Wait, little bubbles are beginning to appear. The bubbles seem to be a conversation.
So this is how the message goes. Are you done reading those books yet?
What books?
I need to borrow them when you're done.
Okay, but what books?
Sizzling Scales, a collection of daring dragon poetry by Fiery Foe. Magical Maps and the Art of Not Getting Lost by Con Pass.
That all?
Yes, Sizzling Scales and Magical Maps.
Dragon Rhymes and Maps. Got it.
How are the bubbles and this poster connected? And it's a puzzle, or it's a puzzle, it's a poster of the Dewey Decimal System.
Interesting. How are the bubbles and this poster connected?
My guess is that, like,
maps and rhymes. So the categories are general knowledge, philosophy and psychology, religion, social studies, languages, science, technology, arts and recreation, literature, and history and geography. Sorry, when I said literature, I almost started laughing because it sounded like Ross in the game. Literature.
I think they have to be like, because I don't think they're in the same, like, category.
Right. But I think we'll need to remember the numbers.
Yeah. So, like, history and geography is probably the maps.
For sure.
I don't know where poetry is.
Literature?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. Literature or, like, rhymes could maybe be, like, philosophy and psychology. But I'm thinking literature.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going with 800 and 900, guys.
Right.
Oh. So the next is a question. It says the code. What number combination do you try? So I'm wondering if we add them together.
Yeah. So if we did 800 and 900, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's 17.
Which is on the list.
Yeah. So we can try that one.
Okay. The other... Maybe we would... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about how, because one of the other ones is 1900, and I don't think you can add any of them together to get 1900.
Yeah. I don't know. Guys, I'm not good at numbers. This is Jacqueline's forte, so. The other numbers are 1100, 1300, 1500, 1700, and 1900. So we're going to try 1700.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. So you press 1700 into the keypad, and the door opens.
Yay!
So we open the door.
On our first try.
So proud of us, you guys.
Through the door. You and your roommates are proud that you were able to solve this silly puzzle. As you all walk through the doorway, you are temporarily blinded by a bright light. The door shuts behind you and you take a moment to adjust to your new surroundings.
Ooh, the vault.
Ooh.
As your eyes begin to adjust to the light, you realize that the door behind you has disappeared and you are now in what looks to be a bank vault at Gringotts. You are surrounded by piles and piles of wizard money, and coins shine brightly, reflecting the torchlight from the walls. I'm already excited.
I know. Money. The scales. As you continue to explore the vault, you find a table with a pair of scales. Each scale is tilted to one side with coins in the tray, while the other side is empty. Maybe if you can balance the scales, you'll be able to leave.
Interesting. I'm not good at those.
Mm.
The first scale. You and your friends take a moment to remind yourself how many nuts are in sickles and how many sickles are in a galleon.
Before I open it, do you know off the top of your head?
No idea.
I don't either. Sorry, we're bad Harry Potter fans. I can name the unforgivable curses, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so 29 nuts in a sickle. And 17 sickles in a galleon.
Okay. I'm going to have to keep that up. There's going to be more math.
Yep.
The first scale has 7 galleons on one of its trays. How many sickles should you put on the other side to balance it and make them equal? So 17 times 7?
Yes.
Is what I'm guessing. Well, this is interesting because this... It says the exchange rate, but not like the actual weight. I'm assuming that we're going off of exchange rate.
I would hope so, since that's what they gave us.
Yeah.
As like a guide. There's no like weights in here, so.
I just have to be obnoxious. And okay, so 17 times 7. I'm using a calculator because I can do that.
That's fine.
In my head. 119.
Hey, that's on the list.
Yes.
We're going to try it.
That's how I take most of my quizzes. If I'm, like, doing something and I don't know if I have the right formula or the right way to do it, if the answer that I got is on there somewhere, that's what I pick.
Okay. And you place 119 sickles on the scale and wait. After a moment, the room begins to rumble and you can feel the floor shaking. It stops. Your friends and you decide to balance the next scale. You and your friends take a moment to remind yourself how many nuts are in a sickle and how many sickles are in a galleon, which we already told you guys, but it's 17 in sickles in a galleon and 29 nuts in a sickle.
Right. The second scale holds 2 galleons and 2 sickles in a tray. How many nuts would you place on the other tray to balance the scale? So this one's harder.
Okay. So let's...
So 2... sickles would be
29 times 2,
which is 58,
and then we would need to do 17 times 2 and then times that by 2.
Well, it gives us how many nuts are in a galleon on a little handy dandy conversion chart.
Yes. Ah, yes,
493 nuts. So 493 times 2, which is 956, I think. Probably way off. No, there's an 8 in there somewhere. 986.
Which is a number on there. But then we need to add in the 58, right?
Right. plus 58. 1,044.
Hey, that's on there.
Oh. You place 1,044 nuts on the scale and wait. The floor begins shaking again, and a hole opens, swallowing you and your friends. Moments later, you all land in desks in a classroom.
Hmm. In like a muggle classroom, you guys, not like a wizard classroom.
Right.
The classroom. The classroom doesn't look like any of the ones you saw on your tour at Hogwarts. You and your friends explore the room, but only find locked doors, some papers, and a large desk with a strange lock on the drawer.
The lock has arrows in four directions and a mechanism in the middle you can move. Your one friend recognizes it as a directional lock that only moves up, down, left, and right.
Maybe the papers hold a clue to how to open this lock.
These are interesting. Mm-hmm.
So it's just some green arrows. Up, down, left, right.
Right. I haven't seen many locks like that where you have to go in certain directions. So that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So more of the classroom. You and your friends take a moment to look through the papers you found. There seem to be several copies of the same two papers.
A list of spells to study. To study. Oh, you guys, I have to say all the Harry Potter spells. Okay. Aloha Mora. Stupefy, which is highlighted.
Expelliarmus.
Ascendia, which is highlighted. Ascendio, I'm sorry, the O's look like A's. Descendo, Lumos, which is highlighted. Silencio, Mimblewimble, Reparo, Nox, which is highlighted.
And then we have another paper that has the wand motions with the arrows, which I'm not going to explain to you, but there are a couple more
spells
on here, but I'm not going to tell you how they go because I'm just going to sound real stupid when I do it. So there's Aloha Mora, which you all should know how to move your wand because you get taught that in the very first book and movie. There's more of Mimblewimble, but it tells you what to do, which Mimblewimble tongue ties the victim from speaking. Aparcium? I don't know. Or reveals invisible ink. Silencio, obviously. Specialis Revelio reveals charms or hexes. Descendo goes down. Ascendo lifts up. Tarantelegra, which makes your victim's leg dance. Reparo, which we know because Hermione uses that to fix Harry's glasses. Mm-hmm. Arresto Momentum, which slows or stops. Wingardium Leviosa, which we also know.
It's Leviosa. Not Leviosa.
Herbivicus, which promotes plant growth. Locomotor, which moves moves the target. Lumos and Nox, which you illuminate and darken your wand tip. Finite Incantatum terminates all spell effects.
Interesting.
Stupefy, which gets used a lot. Revelio, which reveals hidden objects. Opugno, which directs objects to attack a victim. Metallojinx Recanto, it ends weather effects. And Expelliarmus, which disarms your opponent, which we know is Harry Potter's favorite spell.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe the wand movements and spells are clues. What directions will open the lock?
Oh, jeez. Okay. I feel like probably has something to do with the highlighted ones.
Which are Stupefy, Ascendio, Lumos, and Nox. Obviously not Lumos and Nox. Or Stupefy, so Ascendio.
Well, Lumos and Nox go up and down. So that could be part of it. So if we go to Stupefy.
And Silencio goes... Oh, no, we're not doing that one. Stupefy. Does that go left and right? Kind of.
Yeah, Stupefy goes more to the right.
It makes a less than sign.
Yeah. And then Ascendio goes up. So maybe, what are the orders? So maybe it's right, up, up, down.
Which is on the list.
Yeah.
It's the third one. Right, up, up, down.
Yeah, because the only thing that I could think that would be different is that, like, because Stupefy does, like, the two, it, like, kind of goes, like, down and left at the same time. So if you like, left, right, but then we don't have enough, it's only four.
Right.
So that's what I would guess is right, up, up, down.
Mm-hmm. Let's try that.
Here we go.
You push the mechanism right, up, up, down. Oh, you pull down on the lock and it opens.
Yay! Woo!
The arrows in the four highlighted spells open the lock. You are able to open the drawer and inside there is a single book. You and your friends all reach for the book.
Ooh. The book is a portkey. That's exciting and terrifying at the same time.
The portkey has transported you and your friends. You are all in a dim room with a small cot. It feels cold and damp. You hear the lapping of water and there are bars on one wall. Are you in Azkaban?
Okay, maybe not. Maybe terrifying. You and your friends slide open the barred door and begin walking around the building. There are rows and levels of cells for prisoners, but you don't see any Dementors.
As you make your way outside, you find a sign that tells you where you are. Alcatraz. Your roommate tells you that is a famous muggle prison in the United States that was supposed to be impossible to escape from, but it is now a park that people visit and tour during the day.
That's cool.
So, probably what Azkaban is based on.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. The sun is setting. As you can see, a boat leaving the small island. It must have been the last tour group for the day. You and your roommates head back inside to explore and see what else you can find.
You find a large room and a sign that tells you that this was the prison library and it held inmates long ago. In it, you find an empty bookshelf, a map, and papers with weather information on them. The weather papers list the highest and lowest recorded temperatures for each state in the United States.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
More locks. Fantastic. You continue to explore and only come across one locked area, another cell area with combination locks. The metal bars are kept closed with the help of two locks that can only be opened with certain numbers and letters. One lock is red and the other is blue.
Now we're in the Matrix.
Yep.
As it grows darker, you notice a blue glow coming from outside. You all decide to go check it out.
See, this is like horror movie in the making, you guys. You follow the light to a building, but the building is barely a building at all. The walls are mostly crumbled, the roof is gone, grass and weeds have reclaimed ground to make a soft floor.
There is a small metal tube that the blue light is coming from. Your friend explains that the tube is a flashlight, but certain clothes and colors shine extra bright with this flashlight. Your friend shouts, "It's a black light!" They tell you that black lights can illuminate things that the naked eye might not see. You notice glowing socks and blue teeth. You all decide to go back inside and see if any new clues appear.
I was wondering if we're going to get back to the locks, because we've talked about them.
Yeah.
The library. First, you go back to the locked bars and see if the black light reveals anything there. You shine it around, but nothing new appears. You decide to go back to the mostly empty library. As you re-enter the library and you find writing that is illuminated across the floor.
The highest high and the lowest low are only just a part of the show. Look to the map to guide your way, or else locked up forever you'll stay. Interesting.
So we have to riddle. So we have to use the temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
As you shine the black light over the map, two arrows appear. And there is a map, and there's a red arrow on Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And a blue arrow, is that
South Virginia? Carolina.
That's South Carolina. I don't know my states, you guys.
Virginia's above North Carolina.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know my states. So, we have a red, so that means that we have to use, obviously, the highest temperature in Idaho and then the lowest one in South Carolina.
Yes. How are the map and lists of highs and lows... Oh, How are the map and list of high and low temperatures connected? You guys, we're not going to read all the states. There's all 50 of them. So Idaho has, this must be the lows. Oh, it says that, record low temperatures. Guys, I got to read before I start talking. So South Carolina has negative 22. And then on the highs, Idaho has 118.
Okay, so negative 22 and 118.
Yes.
You and your roommates think you figured it out, so you head back to the locked cell. The blue lock has four wheels to spin for the combination. The first two wheels are letters and the other two are numbers. Which combination do you use for the blue lock? So blue was South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So probably 22. The one says South Carolina 22.
Yes.
And there are other options. The other options are like NC and ND and TN, so it's other like state names. Yes.
So and probably there are lows.
Yeah. So we'll do SC22. It's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You turn the wheels to SC22, pull on the lock. It opens. You turn your attention to the red lock.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
The red lock has five wheels to spin for a combination. The first two wheels are letters and the other three wheels are numbers. What combinations do you use for the red lock?
Hey, we're on here. Illinois is on the list.
So, Idaho is ID, right?
Yes.
So, we do ID 118 because that was the high for Idaho.
I'll let you do the reveal for this one since I just did the other one.
You turn the wheels to read ID 118 and pull on the lock. The lock opens and you slide open the barred door. You and all your roommates walk through the doorway into the locked room.
Yay!
I feel like this is like when you turn around, it's gonna like shut on you and you're gonna be stuck in there.
As you enter, the scenery around you begins to melt away and you are once again in a familiar setting.
Back to Hogwarts. You have all been transported back to your dorm room. The house prefect is there congratulating you on the excellent job you all did and said your team had the fastest time yet.
You and your roommates chat about the different puzzles as you get ready for bed.
What a great first night at Hogwarts!
Yay!
We did it!
And that's the end! So, that took us about 26 minutes.
Uh-huh.
We are adults. I feel like that if we weren't reading it all out loud, maybe it probably would have only taken us about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we just gave you all of the answers. So
that's true.
Maybe do it along with us.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was cute. Yeah. You can tell that it's more for like kids.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's fun. I might have my mom do it with Cameron.
That's what I was going to say. It would be really fun to do with, like, a smaller kid.
For sure.
Oh, there are questions. Are you completing this by yourself or as a group working together? We are a group.
A group.
How old are you or in your group? We are... Hey, we get to be in the same box. That's exciting.
We do.
19 to 39. Yay. View accuracy. Does that mean
so you can see? Yeah, I clicked on it. You can see like what the actual answers are.
You guys, we got them all right.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. The only one that was tricky was the spell one.
Yeah.
That one, I was like, I was not sure. Everything else was pretty straightforward. But mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So since this didn't take us as long as we thought it was going to, we weren't really sure what to expect. Neither of us had done it, and we didn't know what to think. I was thinking it was going to be a little bit more interactive than like a choose-your-own-adventure. But instead, to fill some of the time, we decided to chat about the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Because we've both been to Florida, and I have been to California.
Right.
So what did you think, Jack?
I loved it. The very first time that I went, it was like 2 weeks or so after I moved to Florida. And my friend Allie goes to Florida every year with her family. And so they were going and I was going to see her. And she's like, hey, do you want to go to Harry Potter World with me? I'm like, well, obviously. But also, I am completely broke because I just spent all my money moving to Florida. So, like, we can go. And her parents were super fantastic. And they had asked her, they were like, you know, I know that you want to go. So you can go and your dad can go with you. Or you can invite Jacqueline and we'll pay for her ticket. And I was like, you guys are the best. Yes, her family's the best. So Allie and I went. We had so much fun. We did a couple other things outside of Harry Potter World. But our main focus for the day was Harry Potter. That's all that we wanted to do. We went in. It was just amazing. Like, we just walked back to where we needed to be, and, like, suddenly you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the night bus is there, mm-hmm. and we freaked out, had to take a bunch of pictures. Took a pictures of, like, the entrance, which is Diagon Alley, mm-hmm. and it's so, so cool. But when you go into, like, where Diagon Alley starts, it has, like, two brick walls, so you can't really see the entrance, and then you go back, like, into them, and you can see, like, it kind of looks like the bricks were, like, peeling away, mm-hmm. like they do in the movie, which I thought was so, so cool. And you just walk in, and you've got all the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little disappointed because I wanted all of the stores to be real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and you get some of them. You get Weasley's Wizarding Wheezes.
Mm-hmm.
You get Ollivander's, obviously. You get some of them, but not all of them. And, like, I wanted to go into the broom store. I wanted to go into, like, all of the different, like, facades that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I was a little bit sad about, which I get. I mean, they do the same thing at Disney World. Like, you don't have every single little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still so, so cool. You get the dragon on top of Gringotts that breathes fire.
I have a video. I'll put it on the Instagram. It is so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, it's awesome. I think my favorite part, I think the day that I went with Allie and the day that I went, I've only gone twice and it was just like one day each time. The day that I went with my family was when we went to Ollivander's.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys, you get to go to Ollivander's and someone in your group get or in your like tour group gets chosen to get a wand.
And I didn't do that. So that's cool. Talk more about that, because when I bought my wand was when I went to the one in California first, because one of my very dear friends lives in California now, and I flew out like a week early before her wedding, because I was the maid of honor in her wedding, and one of the things that we did was we went to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, because we're both huge Harry Potter fans. And we got wands, but we were trying to do everything in a day. So we didn't do the, like, wand ceremony, because we wanted to go, yeah. like, make sure we got on, like, I think there's only two rides at
yeah.
California. But we also wanted to go do some other Universal stuff, too. Like, we wanted to go ride Jurassic Park and the Mummy and a couple other right. things. So tell me about the wand ceremony.
Oh, my gosh. The wand ceremony is so cool. So we went in, when I was with Allie, I got chosen, you guys. Like,
that's cool.
I freaked out. Like, I know usually they do it for, like, littler kids, but there weren't any little kids in our group. And I think I just looked like a child
or
something.
They thought you were a little kid.
So I got chosen, and, like, you get to stand up there, and, like, you know how in the movie everything kind of, like, glows and it does, like, awesome music and there's wind and all this kind of stuff. So, like, that happened. That wasn't the first thing, but once, like, we picked the right wand. So it wasn't Ollivander who actually picked it. He was taking a break. Mm-hmm. And you, like, they picked one, and, like, some weird things happened, and they're like, nope, that one's not for you. Not doing that. but then they picked the right one, and they told me all about it. They handed it to me. Like, it was so cool, you guys. And so I then left and got into the store, and I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I need you to send me some money right now because I need to buy this wand because it was chosen. It chose me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is obviously the one that I need to have. Yeah. So I got to buy it. It was magical. It was so, so cool, you guys.
Do you know what your wand is? I'm looking. You guys, I just pulled mine out because I was looking to see if it said anywhere what it is. Because I don't remember.
Let me see if I can run into my room and find it real quick.
Mine is Ivy. Ooh. 11 Damn inches, man. I think. It's on the back above the barcode. If you have your sticker on it still.
Ah, yes. Mine is Ash.
Ash. Nice. Mm-hmm. Is it 11 inches? I think that's the number after it.
Mine says 3.
Oh. Yours is definitely not 3 inches, so maybe I made that up.
Like, I don't know. I feel like it's... I don't know measurements.
I don't either. I just assumed because 11 seems...
Yeah, it's like 11 or 12, 13. Yeah. Some of them are long, like 17.
Yeah. But you went for a, like, custom wand. Not custom, but, like, you didn't go for a character wand. You went for, like,
right,
your own, which is also what right I did.
Yeah. I wanted to get a character wand, but then I decided that if I got a character wand, I'd have to get all of the character wands, and I did not have enough money for that. And so I decided that I would get the wand that chose me. And so that's what I did.
I went in so sure I was going to get Luna's wand. And then I was talking to one of the wizards that works in the shop. And they will do a little quiz with you. So even if you don't do the ceremony, they'll, like, do a little quiz with you and, like, ask you some questions and, like, ask you what your astrological sign was, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
And so... Then they showed me the one that they were like going that they would have suggested for me, which was the Ivy one, and I loved it so much. I liked it more than the Luna one, so I got that one instead.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. It was so much fun. I will tell you, we went with Cameron and we were so very sure that like he was gonna get picked.
Yeah.
And then he didn't, and he was very sad. But while me and my mom and my two aunts were on, they were on the mummy and I sat outside. Cameron and my stepdad went on the ride like a few more times, or not the ride, went through the store a few more times so that he could get his wand. Because that's all that he wanted, because he didn't want to make a decision. We kept telling him like, it's okay, you can decide. He's like, no.
The wand chooses the wizard. It has
to choose me.
Yeah. Well, and he would have been what, like 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that totally makes sense.
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago-ish. Yeah. Maybe 7, because he's about to be 9. Yeah, he was like 6 or 7.
Yeah. So I've been to both parks. I obviously went to California first, and California is a very, like, small version of the park. They did I think Diagon Alley first in Florida, just to like try it out and see how it was gonna mm-hmm. go. And then they did Hogsmeade, and they did right. the Hogwarts Express, and then
it's so cool.
It is very, very cool, and it's different both ways. Did you ride it both ways?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they did the California version, which they only have a very small section. They had to take stuff out of Universal in California, because the thing about California is it's literally, you guys, it's in Studio City. It's in the middle of LA. So they can't expand. They have right. to take things out. So they get a very small version of the park. They have, like, their Hogwarts section, or they don't even have a Diagon Alley. They have a Hogwarts and a Hogsmeade, and that's it. So they have the castle for Forbidden Journey. They have Buckbeak's Adventure, which is like a mm-hmm. little, like, smaller roller coaster. And then they have the Hogsmeade stuff. So they still have, like, Ollivander and all that. They don't call it Ollivander. They call it whatever the wand shop is in Hogsmeade. And it's cool. It was very, like, it was still exciting to see it. It's very mm-hmm. immersive. But going to Diagon Alley in Florida was so cool, because Hogsmeade looks the same both places.
Yeah.
And,
I've seen
the castle, yeah, and the castle and all that is in the Hogsmeade one. So they must have done Hogsmeade first, not Diagon Alley, because they did Forbidden Adventure before they did Gringotts.
Yeah.
And I hadn't ridden Gringotts, so I was very excited to ride Gringotts. And Diagon Alley is so cool. I like it so much more than Hogsmeade. I think it's so much more immersive feeling. Mm-hmm. The buildings seem taller, and there's like a courtyard where you can sit. Plus, it has Nocturne Alley, which is my favorite part.
I love Nocturne Alley.
It's in the dark. They have Borgin and Burks. It is mm-hmm. insanely cool. I literally almost cried in Borgin and Burks because I couldn't decide what I wanted. There were many cool things.
It was awesome. It was so cool. Actually, I went with my friend. When I went with my family, we asked my friend Ashley to go with us because she had a Universal Pass. She and I were really good friends. Cameron loves her. and she, like I said, she had a Universal Pass, so she had gone a bunch of different times. So, like, she kind of was, like, our tour guide because, yeah, I had been the first time with my friend Allie, but I didn't know when, you know, we were just there just, like, the whole time. So getting to have somebody who, like, knew what to do and all that kind of stuff was really cool. Finally got to ride both of the rides. I love Gringotts, but I also hate it at the same time.
I was gonna ask you, what was your favorite ride of all of the Harry Potter rides?
It's hard because we went on Buckbeaks because mm-hmm. Cameron wanted to go.
I like Buckbeak. I think it's fine.
I loved it. I liked different parts of the other two, of Forbidden Journey and Escape to Gringotts, because we got stuck for a hot minute on Forbidden Journey.
Oh no.
I did not like that because I got stuck and there were spiders near me.
Oof.
But the rest of it was really, really cool. It was so cool. I can't even like describe it to you guys if you haven't been. Like, it's hard to describe how it is, and it's so cool. And I love Escape to Gringotts, but because it's so similar to like Indiana Jones was a little like, in the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, but then it got so much better.
Oh, see, I think it's more thrilling than Indiana Jones because it's more of a roller coaster.
Yeah. And it is. And that's what I mean. Like, in the beginning, it's like it. And then it gets better.
Sure.
I don't like to be on the edges of rides like that. Like, if we're on a roller coaster that's outside, or, like, even Rock and Roller Coaster, that's fine. But in that kind of thing, I'm always so afraid that things are going to, like, pop out mm-hmm. at me. And I think it's because dinosaurs scarred me for life. So I definitely 100% want to ride it again. I think that my favorite, probably the one that I would ride more than once in a day, would be Escape from Gringotts.
Same. Because I have ridden Forbidden Journey, which is, you guys, if I could just go through the queue for Forbidden Journey, that would be fine, because it's, you're going through the Hogwarts castle and it is amazing. It
for
is
sure
like a life-size version of it. Like, you go through the Great Hall. No, you don't get through the Great Hall, but you go through like herbology and potions and the common room and Dumbledore's office, and you see the Mirror of Izzard, and I'm sure a thousand other things. Oh, the Sorting Hat.
The Sorting Hat. You get to see the cups where they have the gems for the house points.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's really cool.
You get to see the portrait.
Mm-hmm.
A bazillion other things. It's amazing. Yeah. And the ride itself is very cool. It's probably one of the most immersive rides I've ever been on. But because of the kind of ride that it is, you're on like a weird like arm, because you're supposed to be on a broomstick. Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing moves, and then you move individually, and it goes upside down and stuff. And the first time I rode it, I was like, ooh, like, this is awesome, but like, I need to take a break. Yeah. So then we like did a bunch of other stuff, and then we ate, and then I rode it again, and I threw up.
Yikes.
And then I rode it in Florida the first time, and I threw up. So I'm not going to ride Forbidden Journey anymore, probably, because it makes me sick, which is a bummer because it's a very cool ride. And I almost didn't ride Gringotts because I was sick.
Yeah.
And so then like after that, like we went back and I took a nap, and I still think that it was extenuating circumstances. My stomach was being weird that day. Weird body things. We don't need to go into that. But the next day, so we... when my husband and I went in January, we did 2 Universal, 3 Disney, and then 2 Universal because we stayed on property at Universal. And so the second day, he made me, like, baby into stuff. So we started with E.T., and then he let me ride Woody the Woodpecker, and then we did Men in Black. And I had, like, I was taking Dramamine. Like, I was prepared. And, like, when we went to Disney, I didn't get sick at, like, you and I.
No.
I didn't get sick at all.
Yeah.
But
it was a good time. Nobody got sick.
Yeah. But it was just, like, a weird freak incident. Now I'm, like, scarred and afraid I can't ride Forbidden Journey because I've thrown up.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like, this is gross, but actually, like, projectile vomited both times. And it's at the same spot. So yeah. It's the ride. It's not me.
Yeah, like, you guys, I don't know if you know, but, like, at, like, fairs, they have the, like, spider ride.
Yeah.
Where it, like, spins you. And then your cart spins, and then it, like, moves up and down. That's kind of how it felt. There's less, like, straight spinning, but you definitely, you're going up, down, all over the place.
You're not in a cart like you would be on a roller coaster. And in Gringotts, you're in, like, one of the mine cars, so you're in, like, an actual, like, roller coaster
car. It's like a vehicle.
Yeah. As opposed to this one where you are, like, you're sitting, it's like four of you sitting in a row. And I mean, you guys, you're leaning back, you're leaning forward, you're leaning to the side, you're upside down, which is cool because I mean, you're like, I almost like don't want to tell
you. It's like you're flying.
Because like all the things that that happen, I'm not going to tell you any of the things that happen because it's like, I cried the first time because you feel like you're in it. Like you, like the things that you experience are so cool.
They are. I was also terrified.
So, Gringotts is your favorite? Is that what you said? I think Gringotts is also my favorite. You get Bellatrix.
Yeah.
And I love her.
And you get fire, and I love fire.
There's fire in Forbidden Journey, too.
Yeah, but I also, like I said, I was terrified
by
that one.
I also really like Buckbeak. Buckbeak is very similar to Slinky Dog, if you've ridden Slinky Dog. It's like a exciting, smaller coaster.
Yeah. It definitely, like, we went on it for Cameron.
Yeah. But you it's know, fast. It is very fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you get Butterbeer?
I did.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, me too. I liked it too. I also got pumpkin juice and liked it. It was like pumpkin apple juice is what it tasted like.
Pumpkin juice was good. We got ice cream. We went to Honeydukes. We got a bunch of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Got lots of chocolate frogs. I don't know how many chocolate frogs my mom bought, but it was a lot.
They're so big. You guys, they're like the size of your fist. They're huge.
They're huge. But there's other candy. Like, I got peach rings, and I love peach rings. I was so happy. But it was such a cool place.
It is. It really is. It's a place that I would, like, go and just sit and hang out.
Yeah.
Like, there's constantly entertainment.
My friend Allie, I totally forgot about this when we were there. She got one of the Pygmy Puffs. She bought one, and we had, like, a whole naming ceremony for it and everything. It was so adorable the way that they did it. It was so cute. I hope she still has it. I'm going to ask her. I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a super cute thing. I don't remember when we did it. I think it was closer to the end of the trip, and it was kind of, like, a cute little thing. At the end. And you bought them in Weasley's Wizard Weezes. I'm never going to say that right. but it was super, super cute.
So if you were going to the park and you could only do one thing, like, I mean, like, only have Butterbeer or only go on one ride or only do, what would you do?
Like, one thing and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go through the wand ceremony.
Yeah?
No. No, I know what I would do.
What?
I would go see the Durmstrangs and Beauxbatons.
Oh, yes. That's so stinking cool.
That's what I would do. That was so cool. Allie and I have a picture with them.
Oh, that's fun.
I will get it posted for you guys.
Yeah.
I'll send it to Megan so she can do her fancy things with it.
I would get a Butterbeer and sit in the, I want to call it the Owlery, but it's not the Owlery because it's in Hogsmeade. But it's just like a little like pavilion outside of the stationery. It's the post office, but it's like it's a stationery shop. When you go in, you can buy stationery. And you can send posts, which is really cool. But I just really think that that's so neat. Also, we didn't talk about it, but I also would, if it was nice and not like super like sunny, because I feel like every time I'm there, the sun is like beating down on me. Mm-hmm. And it was not super crowded. I would have a better beer and I would go around and do all the wand things.
Yes. The wand things are super, super fun. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk more with us about all things Harry Potter, because we're going to beat it into you for 2 weeks, you can come hang out with us at LikeThisPod on Instagram, LikeThis_pod on Twitter, and /LikeThisPod on Facebook. You can find me personally at Princess_Jack on Instagram or Jack4104 on Twitter. And Jack is JACQ.
And you can find me at LouderThanWords, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. We will see you guys on Thursday for a full episode, and thank you for listening.
Bye.